Steiny, you've been soft.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Crossover time. That's what it is.
Hey.
No, seriously, I'm worried about everything, Gibbs. What you got on my PG&D? Boy.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, I'm worried for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This wasn't our best work.
No.
I love you, Steiny.
Speak for yourself. I thought you guys were great today.
Thank you.
What about his hip-hop knowledge?
Yeah, when you referred to De La Soul as if they were De La Salle, like when you yeah. just rolled right over the law and you wanted him to know that you knew like any musical group that had some flavor.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, De La Soul.
De La Soul.
It's not De La Soul. It's De La Soul.
De La Soul.
De La Soul.
Lead singer, Bob Lattiser.
Yeah.
He wrote all the lyrics.
Me, myself, and MJD.
But you can do no wrong today because you sang. You know the deal.
Twice.
When you sing, the world is happy.
Oh, boy.
That's it.
He's blushing.
Actually,
right? Stop it.
Somebody called and said, Guru, your ear's still bleeding.
Oh, yeah. We did hear that one.
What was the song you sang about the Yankees closer?
No,
the Yankees closer.
No, Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver.
Rewrite.
I was giving you a 4 as I was trying to go in and go to the Moraga Library, and I heard you, and you were like... It was really good.
Oh, God.
Really good. You missed a couple of notes, but the fact that I knew the song made me feel as old as you.
Yeah.
And that made me feel good.
And you missed the notes on purpose, which is what you should do.
Wow.
Just miss them. Nobody knows what they're saying in songs.
Wow.
Nobody knows. When you started singing California Love, I almost parked.
Yeah.
I'm not driving.
I missed that one.
Yeah, you missed that.
You started doing Pac.
Yeah.
Because
Pac said, from Oakland to Sactown, we were doing
the Bay Area.
Smackdown.
Yeah,
yes. Smackdown.
Give me love. Yes. I needed to pull over. I'm like, I'm not trying to drive while Steiny's singing Pac. We're not doing this.
You know, he had to squeeze Sacramento in there.
Look at him,
he couldn't think of it, but he finally got it in there.
Sack.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's up, guys?
Well, you got a big one.
What's up? I've been waiting.
Good day.
Okay.
And Willard, if it sounds like I stole your verbiage, I did not. I missed it yesterday in real time. I had wedding rehearsal. My buddy's getting married. I'm in it. So we had wedding rehearsal. This morning, it's just me and the caddy. Me, myself, and Goo. And I turned on the Greg
De La Salle.
The Greg Cosell interview, and that was the greatest bounce back thing I've ever seen.
Thank you.
You've stolen everything that I wanted to. You had him flummoxed. He couldn't. And then he said, that's a good boy. You bounced back, Diz. I don't know what to say.
Thank you. I mean, it was tough on your boy last week, and, you know, our boss, Matt Mahigian, you know. Rest in place, and he actually hit us with the rejoin, and everyone laughed, and I've never seen Steiny so happy. And then this week, it comes back again, and your boy is like fighting from a two-score deficit.
For him too, Willard. I was worried early.
You guys should have seen the build-up to this. I knew that this connected with people last week. I didn't know this. Like, we're talking about, I'm like, ooh, we got some good conversation. Yeah. I got points to make. And the text line is just like, when's Cosell? When's Cosell? Is Dibs okay?
Dibs, you were on it.
People were counting down to Cosell, and then you should have seen the dang thing during the interview.
He won.
People were celebrating.
I'm proud of you, baby.
Thank you, dude.
There were block parties that broke out in the East Bay.
He was speechless. Either on the receivers getting separation or who's the best.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah.
He didn't have an answer. One guy's getting $30 million.
Right.
That should be the best.
I think that the Niners have the answer, and hopefully that will be confirmed here in about 5 minutes when Kyle speaks. But
oh, Pearsall?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's your answer.
I tell you what,
though.
Could you imagine?
Well, sure. I can imagine.
Just him coming out there afterwards.
I mean, this is not Willis Reed, though.
Yeah.
If this happens, great. If that's the game plan.
It actually might be Willis Reed.
Right.
Because you remember Willis Reed and Steiny, he's a big proponent of the Willis Reed ideology. He made one basket.
I know.
Yeah.
Henry probably have one catch.
So this actually might be Willis Reed.
It might be.
Yeah. I think he had 2.
He did. He had 4 points. He had 4.
But he left early.
I hate to do that.
No, he did. He had 4.
Were there a couple free throws?
And this is not
he went like two for three.
This is not MTV Rock and Jock where there's a 4-point shot.
Lack of separation is that we, like, that's bothering me. Like, you're going to lose sleep, but what is it? Maybe that is why Purdy's holding the rock longer.
I don't know.
Let's see it.
Is Brandon Ayuk actually not separating? Because there's also analytics that he's separating.
Oh, okay. See, I had.
I don't. You know what I mean? Like,
we had Acho on earlier, and he said he did a video of Ayuk not getting open. You're not getting open. So I mean, you could
You could find a handful of plays to tell you anything, I would guess. But, you know, look, this is a different matchup when it comes to that. Snead is one of the best man corners in the NFL. He's not on the Chiefs anymore.
No doubt. McDuffie's the only one
left. You know what I mean?
What did tell the people real quick what you, Steiny and Dibs weren't in here. I don't know what they're doing. What you asked me about the Jimmy Niners and the Purdy Niners.
Okay. Yeah. And Steiny, you can answer this too.
All right, I'll try.
Yeah.
He's doing homework.
Just try. That's all anybody ever asks. Just try.
Okay.
Do you view the Brock Niners and the Jimmy Niners as a different entity?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And the Niners and Chiefs have only played once.
That's what I told you. Look at him. Oh, I hate
the Niners and Chiefs.
That's Willer. That doesn't mean it's everybody.
The Niners and Chiefs have only played once. Yep. It was in overtime. Neither of them have ever visited the other person's stadium.
Never.
None of that has happened. Why is 2019 still here in the building? There's only one reason. It's us.
It's
those are the rosters from each of the Super Bowls.
Over. Well, you can Brockistan this conversation all you want, but the reality is that the two franchises have played four straight times. The two coaches have played four straight times.
There you go.
And one team has won more than the other. So you can lean on Brock and say, well, Brock's only lost one time to Casey and Mahomes.
Correct.
And you know what? If it wasn't for that darn right guard, they would have won that game.
No, I'm not even getting into that. They lost. But it was a very close game, and it was one game.
But what about the coaches, though?
What about the coaches?
They're the leader.
What about the coordinators?
What about them? Fights?
Not if Jimmy Garoppolo's your quarterback. I can give you a good coach.
But you were all Jimmy. You were like, Jimmy, can't you see?
We've already been over that. Yeah. We've already been over that.
What's the difference? You were so in on Jimmy as you are in on Brock Purdy.
No. First of all,
you were equally in on Jimmy as you were on Brock.
I sat here and supported the idea of drafting a quarterback to replace Jimmy. I did that. Even though I was in on Jimmy, because Jimmy still deserves some freaking respect for what he did here.
Exactly.
But he's not Brock. They're not even close.
But where is peak Jimmy compared to where Brock is now?
Like
how much worse is he?
A lot.
Like 50% worse?
I don't know how to put that number on it.
He's gotten you to the same heights, though, Jimmy.
Exactly.
NFC Championship.
He got you to the same lead in the Super Bowl as Brock.
Jared Goff, and we can do this for a bunch. Yeah. So is Jalen Hurts, and so is Joe Burrow.
You're too quick to put dirt on the casket of Jimmy Garoppolo,
no, I'm not.
I think.
Brock's
as it
better.
Pertains to this matchup.
Brock's better.
Brock is better.
I have a brain.
But he also lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
But great.
So for you to say that this is different than that,
I didn't say it's different. You didn't even hear me. What I said.
No, I did.
They played once.
Exactly.
So this is not a streak. They played once.
Well,
it's like when you say I'm hot when you get one pick right. You're not hot.
That's a terrible analogy. Because
you have one pick right.
The Chiefs are going in without Pacheco, so we can't look at this matchup because they don't have Pacheco. We can't talk about that because these teams are different.
I can tell you need to calm down.
I need to calm down.
Let me just affirm a few things here. I'm just looking at the offense, the 2020 Super Bowl, Garoppolo not here, Tevin Coleman not here. Justin School. Was it Justin or Jason?
Justin.
Tomlinson, Weston Richburg, Chuck Person, Mike McGlinchey. None of them are here anymore. Buckner, not here. Armstead, he was. But DJ Jones. Quan Alexander. Sherman, Mosley. The whole defensive secondary different.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a new team.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, and this team is different than the Super Bowl team. So why don't you look at the Super Bowl team from last year and look at that team?
I didn't do that.
But that, to me, is more appropriate than going back 4 years because you don't have Hufanga. He's not here. And Armstead, he's not here. And Chase Young, he's not here. And by the way, Chase Young wrecked the game.
Thank you for making my point.
Yeah, now you're arguing that they have not played at all.
Well, nobody's played at all.
Okay. There you go.
Great. So then what are we? What's the PTSD about?
The PTSD is about the coordinator and the coach versus the coach and the coordinator.
I'm with that. And hallelujah.
Their coordinator has given you problems, and defenses like this have given you problems. The point.
No one's arguing
that. And your main guys are still
here.
No, that's
the point. I'm not arguing it. That's the point.
What is the point? The point is the Niners can't beat this guy?
The point is the Niners can beat them. Okay. But if you're going to talk about past performances, then you can only talk about the people who are still here who are not.
No, but neither team is as good as they were in February.
Well, neither I would argue that Kansas City is as good as they were in February. They haven't lost since.
But that has nothing to do with it. That's regular season games. They do not have Sneed. They do not have Rashee Rice. They do not
have Isaiah. Matter.
Yes, it does.
They found the way to win without those people, and the Niners have gacked away a game against the Rams.
Just stop
and
that.
And gacked you away against like Arizona.
You're telling the truth. I don't like that term.
I didn't say choked.
No, but I don't like either of them.
But you watch
it's
football.
A fact.
Hey, you sit here with a notepad that you brought in because you watched it twice. You know damn well, just because they're 5-0 does not mean they're as good. They don't look as good. Neither of these teams do.
They don't have to be as good.
Well, that's relevant.
All you have to do is win the game.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about assessing a game that hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So there is projection, there is analysis, there is all of these things, and they're all relevant. They're all completely in the room. Yes, Kyle Shanahan has had a hard time with Steve Spagnuolo. Although, Steve Spagnuolo has not been the Chiefs defensive coordinator forever. That's not been a thing. So, you can bring that into the room, but to sit here and do the Niners haven't beaten the Chiefs in 8 straight times, it's irrelevant.
It's 4.
Whatever it is, it's irrelevant.
It's all irrelevant. So why do we even look at anything other than what's going to happen on Sunday? And even if we look at what's going to happen on Sunday, none of that matters because you don't know how anybody's going to play or how anyone's going to perform.
But
so
you would have answered my question the same way they both did. Do you view Brock's Niners as a different entity than Jimmy's?
Well, sure.
Okay.
But what are Brock's Niners?
What
do Brock's Niners have Dre Greenlaw?
No.
Do they have Juwan Jennings? Maybe not.
That's why I just
said.
Do they
have Christian McCaffrey?
They're lesser.
So Brock's Niners and Jimmy's Niners, you have to look at exactly what that was when they played. And so if you want to like really parse it out, none of it matters. Like, if you want to compare that game to this game, each roster is different from February till now. And so, like, each player is in a different spot. Each player is more healthy or less healthy.
Right,
so,
right.
What are we doing?
We're doing the quarterbacks.
If you want to get into it.
We're doing the quarterbacks because that's what we do. And if you want to play that game, then no one gets to come in Monday and be like, Pat won and Brock didn't, or Brock won and Pat didn't.
Oh, we have to do that.
Well, the offensive line was this, that.
Of course.
Yeah, so of course it's relevant.
Time for the legal.
Okay.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What's bugging you? It's coming up right now. Got spiders? ATCO Pest Control is here to help. They specialize in eradicating those 8-legged intruders with precision and care. Don't let spiders take over. Go to atcopestcontrol.com, and you know what you're going to do then? Reclaim your space. I'll start. Why the hell do they call it the Willis Reed game when he played 11 minutes? I'm sorry, he played 27. When he only made 2 baskets, and Walt Frazier in that game had 36 points and 19 assists. Why do they call it the Willis Reed game?
You know why.
I know. It's a bit.
All right.
Well, first
of all, I'm not really bugged.
Bit it out.
Yeah, you told on yourself that you weren't prepared for this because you're using something that was just brought up 4 minutes ago.
It was I'm laying in bed last night, and I can't come up with anything.
What a blessing. You're not
you're
bugged
thinking
by anything.
About
but
in
that
bed?
Doesn't work for the bit.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. All right,
that's
it
what you're
and
thinking
thank you
about
for,
in bed?
For correcting me, because I thought he had 1 field goal, but he had 2.
Yeah, 2 for 5.
And he played 27 minutes?
Yeah, I didn't realize that either, Dibs.
And the emotion of seeing your guy go out there, Dibs.
You want to talk about the?
I'm talking to Dibs.
You want to talk about the Willis Reed game, and we're gonna rip Ayuk. Hey Willis, what are you doing? 27 minutes, and you get 2 buckets, dude. Get off the court.
He was on one wheel.
Stink.
It was emotion.
What if we take what Dibs just sort of projected?
Good God.
What if Ricky Pearsall only gets 2 catches, but and Brandon gets 7? Which one is more inspirational to you after the game?
Oh, Pearsall.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean,
so did New York win that game?
That's why it's the Willis
Reed. And what a game to come back. I know Stein doesn't care about this. The emotion, the standing O he's going to get for winning the game of
deafening.
Life. Ricky Pearsall.
I mean, it'll come right through those speakers of that Sanyo.
That's just sad. You don't believe that. But anyway,
I
can't
believe it's going to be a zoo.
A guy that got shot at point blank range a month to Labor Day.
Here's what's going to tell you.
The only thing is,
coming out of the veil, Ricky Pearsall.
Exactly.
Let me rip that shirt open. Do Nick you have Bosa. A heart? This is incredible. It's bigger than ball.
They don't introduce Fred the offense Warner. And the defense, Tiny.
Well, and the only thing that's Wheeler, different, Goo, is if he comes on the field in like, okay, now it's 3rd and 4 and they're going to 11 personnel, no one's going to notice. So it's not the same as like, you know, checking in for the first time.
Oh, gosh.
It's Willis Reed. If he happens to come on the field, even if he starts on the field, like, and the Niners go 11 personnel, one running back, one tight end, even if he's out there then, no one's going to notice.
Well, you guys, you said this earlier. Like, you guys know how football games are and where this fan base is at this point. They won't even know it's him.
Exactly.
What number does he wear?
14.
Yeah, you know that now because he called you out on the air. You had to look it up. I don't know what number.
I didn't look it up. I had to think
about
it.
You looked it up.
14.
Yeah. No one's going to know that that's Ricky Pearsall until after he makes the catch. Ricky Pearsall on the catch.
Guess it's too soon.
Yeah. What's the problem?
He'll be the one in the bulletproof vest.
Oh, for Christ.
Now that, you know
he
what?
He survived.
I may not even see you after the show.
He survived.
That's time to stop.
I knew that would get us to move along. Dibs, what's bugging you? Echo pest control.
Political emails. And I get them from...
emails or texts?
Emails. I get texts. I get everything you could possibly get in terms of messaging. And for you, the candidate, I'm already going to vote for you. Leave me alone. The more you pester me with, hey, you know, we need a little bit more money in Georgia. I don't live in Georgia. We need a little support in North Carolina. I have never been to North Carolina. I don't give a crap about where you're not doing well. I was going to give you my vote. But I'm about 4 emails away from switching over and voting against you based on principle. Because you know what, Mark? You don't know me.
You're not.
You don't know. You should know me well enough to know that I will grudge vote.
I know damn well that you'd never
do that. I blocked your primary account, and then your VP candidate hits me, and I blocked him. And now your campaign email hits me, and I blocked them. And now his campaign email hits me. And you know what? I'm about 5 emails away from voting for the pumpkin just on principle because I know that my vote doesn't matter anyway.
No.
Knock it off.
But is it any worse than the spam calls you get and the random text to your phone? They already got your info, different entities.
It is, but in my email, it does not automatically go to spam. When I get like calls from clear spam, I don't even get it to ring through. It goes automatically to spam and spam texts and all the rest of it. I never see it. And so... this is different, and I'm just going to say it, knock it off.
Hurry up, November. I can't wait to see how it plays out.
Spoiler alert, they ain't going to knock it off.
They're in trouble. They're in trouble.
Okay.
Are you looking at yourself?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Wow. Hey, so...
do you have a good one?
Now, that bothers me because
it should bother you.
You said to yourself,
that was bad. No, I want to save you for last. You save you for last.
I don't think it's that good, but I'll just...
Well,
all right, look, it's Bronny James. Listen, I love family. I have 2 sons and a daughter. I love my kids. I love all your kids like they're my kids. Snotty talked to his daughter on Zoom, called me uncle. I walked in the room, had a great show that day. But listen, it's not about Bronny. It's what he represents to the people in this world that I know some of them that have chosen or have no other choice but to live hoop dreams. They don't have another outlet. Now, you could say, go do something else, broaden your horizon. All they are trying to do is make the league. So for any yokel-doko out there trying to compare Bronny James getting a professional basketball jersey from any league to somebody's daddy in corporate who's the man giving their son or daughter a position at that corporate entity, you're missing the point. That's not the same as the one percentile that it takes to make these sport leagues. So just watching Hoop Dreams the other day, that's who Bronny took a jersey from. I love LeBron. I love Bronny, but I'm sick of it. And don't give me the corporate people do it all the time, because the people that don't get the job in corporate are still living what Kanye said, Willard, the good life. They're going to be okay. But the ones that Bronny has taken the jersey from, that's all they got, and I hate it.
This is a good rant.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
I don't know what it is.
The 49ers will activate Ricky Pearsall, and he will be a full go for the game against the Chiefs on Sunday.
Wow.
I will also add that the 49ers will have their third kicker of the year on Sunday against the Chiefs. Matthew Wright will go on IR. Stop making tackles. I said stop making tackles.
He did.
Stop making tackles. Anders Carlson, who famously missed a kick at Levi Stadium that would have put the Packers probably into the next round just last year, is now the 49ers kicker and will kick on Sunday.
Rick Pearsall,
but what
incredible.
If he doesn't play with a mark?
But that's what this is coming. You're on your
still
third
have a
kicker.
We still have a
on Willard. Yeah. We're on your
I'm
third
getting a
kicker?
Spam call right now. Yeah.
Your anyway, third kicker?
Take it.
Hello? Your third kicker?
Your third kicker?
That's just like, this season's crazy. You're on your third kicker.
Right, right. And here's an idea for the special teams coordinator.
Ooh.
In the meeting, when you get all the guys together, tell your new kicker, hey, if you happen to get into a spot where you need to make a tackle, don't.
All right.
Knock it off. And Mark and I talked about it the first time when Moody went in there and like went head first, and then the second time
this is crazy.
Where your kicker ran up into the mix and tried to make another play. Your special teams should be so good that you don't need that, but you've needed your kicker to at least kind of like get in the way. Here's an idea, Anders. If you get in the same spot, just get in the way.
If your name's Anders, you're not making a tackle in the NFL.
Give us your what's bugging you.
Dude, act like half the people on these sidewalks here in the city and just get in the way.
Yeah, wow.
It's a couple other things.
Or just lay on the sideline.
Juwan Jennings is officially out. This game.
Oh, God.
Of course.
I can't.
Hold on.
Set your lineup.
Jordan Mason is officially a full go.
Jordan Mason is not
on the injury report. So we'll get into all of that.
No, Jordan.
I have a stupid one that I'll get out of the way real quick. I was just thinking about this. I don't really care, but it's kind of a dumb one. But I'm curious as to why we don't always use the technology we have. Have you ever sat at a stoplight and noticed there's a camera on the light?
Okay.
The camera can be used to send you a ticket, okay? But the camera cannot be used when it's like 11 at night and you're in a residential neighborhood and there's nobody for a mile around and we're going to sit here at the red light for 2 minutes. You can't use the car next to me doesn't have a driver, but we're not going to have the technology to be like, dude, flip green. There's nobody here.
I'm not mad.
There's nobody here, and I'm sitting here. I did it this morning at a spot where there wasn't even another road coming the other way. It was just a crosswalk in a neighborhood that had no people. And I sat there for a minute and a half, and I looked at the stupid camera, and I'm like, can you go green? That's all I wanted to say. Now back to Niners.
No.
I love it.
Real quick, an addendum to that, the cameras that will capture you running the red, they are reliant on the municipality also having the people who will take that footage and then issue tickets. And the majority of these cities no longer have that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's photo enforced, as they say.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's not photo enforced because they take the picture and there's nobody to look at the picture and then go through and type in your VIN number and your license plate and send you a ticket. So the photo enforced is much like when you drive on the freeway now and it says this speed limit is enforced by air. And remember back like 30 years ago when you would actually see CHP in a plane?
Yeah.
They don't fly planes anymore.
Yeah.
So it's no longer enforced by the air. And it's much like these traffic lights where, you know, not all of them, different cities have different.
If you're at the wrong intersection in the wrong hood, Willard, I'll go.
You can get caught. Dude,
take it too
long. No doubt.
Yeah,
no
I got
doubt.
To get up out of here.
Right. Okay.
Great show today, partner.
Will you please sing one more time before you go? Do California Love for the people who didn't hear it.
See, this is like an out.
Yeah.
How does it start again?
California.
I'd rather do Gary Wright's Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver.
I can help you to make it through the night. I got to go. 95.7 again.